Hi, my name is Elvis. I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from addiction to pornography, fear of man, and anxiety. Hey, everyone. I grew up knowing about Jesus because my family would always take me and my siblings to church. Around the age of 11, after going to a summer camp, I decided to accept Jesus into my life and in my heart. I knew I was his child, and he cared about me, but I didn't know what it looked like to have a true relationship with him. Around this age, I was also introduced to pornography by a family member. When I got into middle school, I got my first phone, and one of the first things that I became addicted to was porn. From there, I watched it daily, and in high school, I was also introduced to the party scene. And was surrounded by alcohol. This was the next thing that I got hooked on. I had easy access to alcohol because of my stepfather, and I would drink it every day and on the weekends as well. Whether that be with friends at a party or in a room by myself, this started to deteriorate me from the inside out. I started to become very depressed in high school because of my insecurities. So I did what everyone else was doing just to fit in and be accepted by people. During this time, I would still attend church and would listen to sermons. There were moments when I knew God was with me, but I knew I was so deep in my sin. Most moments felt like I was distant from him. My view of God was not right. I would only go to God whenever I was in need of something from him. He was like a genie in a bottle for me. I was asking for help only when it benefited me. Being in this deep in my sin, I struggled to let others in, like my parents and my close friends. I always had my guard up and never let it down. And when COVID hit, I began to dig deeper into my addictions and fell further into my depression. I was watching porn daily. I was day drinking. At one point, I began to have suicidal thoughts. After one night of partying, I attended church with my family, and during the sermon, I felt like God was tugging on my heart. I began to rethink my whole life. I knew that I had heard the gospel before growing up, but this time it came to life. During that moment, I rededicated my life to Christ, and I got baptized a week later. This is when my true relationship began with Jesus. After that day, I knew that everything was going to change, so I started studying the Bible and began to listen to multiple sermons a day to grow in my knowledge and relationship with God. But it was difficult to let go of certain sins. My addiction to alcohol was the first to go, but my addiction to pornography, identity, and fear of man was still there. After building a community around me, that I shared my story with, and what I was currently struggling with, they started to encourage me to consider coming to Regen. After they told me more about Regen, I thought to myself, no thanks, I don't need to go to a recovery ministry. My issues aren't that serious. But the more that I struggled, the more that I knew the Lord was pushing me to Regen. So after the Porch Awakened Conference, again, I felt the weight of my sin, and I knew that the next step was to attend Regen the next following Monday. My first night attending Regen was so helpful. I learned how to completely be vulnerable and authentic with others, and the lie that you're the only one that struggles with that sin was gone. The first three steps of Regen are admit, believe, and trust. Were so crucial for me as they are the layout of the foundation of the program. Through step three, trust, I learned that I was not trusting the Lord with my daily life, which was causing a lot of questioning of his goodness, even though I had already surrendered my life to him. James 5:16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. This verse, the Lord used in my life to help me fight the sins that I was struggling with. There were still days where I felt hopeless because I would choose to sin again or just have mental battles. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, and what is acceptable and perfect." During Regen, I had an amazing mentor. He helped me so much when I would get stuck in my ways, and I was there to point me back to the Word of God. With time and effort, the Lord began to slowly but surely change my life. I decided to no longer give in to sin, but fight against it with the men beside me as support. Step 5 confession was very impactful for me. Getting to fully share everything and on my inventory to my community group and mentor was so sweet. It was so freeing to not be condemned by others for my sin, but accepted as a child of God despite what I had done. Romans 8:1 says, There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Throughout these steps, I continue to grow deeper into intimacy with the Lord. It was great blessing to go through the steps with the group that I was placed in. I grew into relationships with those guys that were in my group, and my leaders were always there to help. I commenced in August of 2022. During this time, I continued my process of learning how to live out the 12 steps daily. It wasn't easy. Some days were easier to trust the Lord than others. But I was reminded that daily abiding in the Lord would help me walk in the freedom that I can trust the Lord no matter what my circumstances are. Now I get the opportunity to lead here in Groundwork on Monday nights. And it's so encouraging for me to go walk alongside these men weekly as I continue on my own recovery story and getting closer with the Lord. If this is your first time here, welcome. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it would be: do not believe the lie that the Lord cannot heal you. He has not given up on you. He is faithful to keep his promises. You can see in my story that I struggled and had times of doubt, but the Lord never stopped working in my life. God's word says, "I'm sure of this, and that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ," Philippians 1:6. And John 15:5-9 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." I want to encourage you to continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord and continue to abiding in him. He will complete what he has started in you. Do not give up. I will close with this verse that I always go to when I'm feeling discouraged. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be the glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. To glory be the Lord."